So Wii Sports Resort is our number 10 game on the first party list. And I think that honestly, Wii Sports Resort kind of takes the... I guess it supersedes Wii Sports. Wii Sports did kind of make it in our voting a little bit. But Wii Sports Resort kind of, I guess, almost makes Wii Sports redundant. Even though there are still some differences.
You don't need Wii Sports anymore after you get Wii Sports Resort.
Well, I don't know. But I'm Neil Ronahan, director of Nintendo World Report, and Zach Miller, who's with me on this, he's the person who wrote the write-up for number 10 Wii Sports Resort.
Ah.
But I don't know if Wii Sports Resort completely replaces Wii Sports, because Wii Sports still has, you know, the tennis, baseball, which isn't as good, but it's still pretty good. The less said about boxing, the better.
Yeah.
But
it's good cardio.
Yeah. But Wii Sports Resort does kind of improve on two of the, I guess, the better things out of Wii Sports, which is bowling and golf.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what we're going to do for this one is we're just going to discuss every one of the 12 sports in Wii Sports Resort and why they're cool, why they might not be cool, and why the whole package just really works.
Yeah.
So let's start off with bowling and golf, because those are the two things that just got a little bit more improved with the Motion Plus controls.
Those are the two that I spent the most time on when I had people over.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bowling, there is a pretty noticeable difference in how Wii Sports Resort, or the Motion Plus controls, better bowling.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't seem readily apparent, but, I mean, because you can
try
still...
Try putting spin on the ball.
Yeah, you can still do the same things that you did in Wii Sports, and they usually work in Wii Sports Resort, but there's just more tweaking that you can do.
Yeah.
Other than that, bowling's not really too changed. It's probably, I mean, it's basically they just took what was in Wii Sports and gave it motion controls, or Motion Plus controls.
Yep.
Golf, I didn't play too much, honestly, because Tiger Woods came out before it, and there didn't seem much point. However, golf is pretty cool for having, I think, the best frisbee golf in anything on the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I think the second Tiger, I think Tiger Woods 11, added frisbee golf, but in Wii Sports Resort, the frisbee golf is fantastic because I think the frisbee controls in Wii Sports Resort are way better than what they try to do in Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
But the golf, I mean, it still has that divide from your Tiger Woods games where, you know, Tiger Woods is more realistic, whereas the golf courses in Wii Sports Resort are kind of a little bit ridiculous.
I think they're pretty standard. I mean, they're not like Mario Golf or anything.
Well, there's a couple, like, I recall there being one where, like, you are hitting from island to island, which is
patently
ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that is the last hole. That one's hard.
Yep. But there is just that kind of, like, larger-than-lifeness.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't know if they're still in Wii Sports Resort, but I know in Wii Sports that some of the holes were modeled pretty much directly off of NES Golf, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's funny.
So now we're going to talk about all the new stuff, the 10 other new games that were added for this. Swordplay, which kind of laid the groundwork for Skyward Sword in a way.
Oh, yes.
I thought Swordplay was great fun in multiplayer, and even the single player, like the level-based level-based progression that they had in the single player was a lot of fun as well. I think Swordplay is one of the more well put-together parts of Wii Sports Resort.
I agree. I like that. Yeah, the level-based thing is my favorite thing. I like it better than the two-player, because the two-player, it goes by really quick, especially once you figure out how to make somebody stumble, and then you just kind of whack them to...
Yeah.
If
you have two people that know what they're doing in the two-player, it does get very intense.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But the next sport that we're going to talk about is wakeboarding, which is kind of like Wave Race, but weird. It's probably the closest we'll ever get to motion-controlled Wave Race, I think.
I don't know if I like it.
I was not a big fan. I like the idea of it, because you have the Wii Remote and the Nunchuck, and, you know, you kind of hold it like you would hold the handles of a Wave Racing device. Jet ski. Yeah, I think that's what it would be. But because you only have one thing that's Motion Plus enabled, it almost seems... I mean, I'm not positive, but I don't really think there is any kind of Motion Plus benefit to wakeboarding.
No.
And that's kind of a bummer, considering that this is supposed to be, like, Motion Plus the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I rarely played it.
Yeah, it's one of my least played sports in this entire game. Oh wait, actually, we're dumb. Power cruising is the wave race thing. Wakeboarding is when you're on.
Yeah. No,
Oh
that's what I thought you
man.
were talking about.
Oh no, I had the wave race part of it. Wakeboarding is when you're on a wakeboard.
Yeah.
When I'm not dumb. And that was still kind of fun. Once again, one of my least played ones, but I think the controls worked a little better because
Yeah,
they
but
actually did use Motion
I
Plus, I
also
think.
felt like it required a level of precision that wasn't possible.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be holding that Wii remote totally straight, and he'd still wipe out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of the other sports that was a lot of fun is Frisbee. Which I think is just
Yes.
really, really well done. As someone, I think both of us enjoy playing Frisbee, and they really do a good job of replicating it, whether it's in, the Frisbee Golf or like the fetch mode that they have.
Oh, the adorable dog.
Yep, that cute little dog.
Oh, that might be my favorite Wii Sports Resort exclusive game.
Yeah, I really like Frisbee. I don't really have too much to say about it other than it works very, very well and I really enjoy it.
Yeah,
Arch
definitely awesome.
archery is really neat as well.
Oh, I love
And
archery too. Oh,
there's a
that might
part
be
of
my
me
favorite.
that's dis it kind of disappoints me a little bit that in Skyward Sword a lot of the cool archery stuff was optional. Because they did kind of have a way in Skyward Sword where you could just, easily pull back and fire.
Right.
And I guess that makes sense for a Zelda game, but I just love having that precision and degree of control over everything you're doing with the bow and arrow
Oh yeah.
in Wii Sports Resort.
And
And
you're correcting for the wind and
yeah.
distance, and it's really pretty technical.
Yeah.
And you can get really good at it.
In all honesty, probably out of all of these games on here, I would love to see that archery concept kind of taken further.
Oh yeah.
And maybe even make a full game, maybe a downloadable game on the eShop on Wii U or something. I think that would be really neat. Some
Yeah, it
company needs
would.
to do that.
I like that.
Yeah. Then
Maybe
we
a
got.
sequel to that Zelda game.
Yeah, crossbow training. That would
Yeah.
be really neat. I think actually, I think Aaron was telling me about a copyright or a patent that Nintendo had that kind of hinted at a crossbow training sequel or something.
Hey.
So maybe that's what this is. I think that would be very smart of them.
Yeah, it would.
Basketball is another sport that I thought was really, really fun. I had a great time doing like the 3-point shot. I played that a lot with my dad actually.
Oh.
Because I recall I got Wii Sports Resort and then like a day later I went on vacation like to North Carolina with my parents and some like I think my aunt and uncle went too and Lauren. And I brought the Wii and Wii Sports Resort. Because we were just, it was the kind of vacation where we were just like chilling at a place in North Carolina for a week.
Nice.
And I had a great time playing the basketball game with my dad, and we even tried some of the 2-player or like the 1v1 as opposed to the 3-point shot. And that's not as fun, but it's still really cool. That's another concept that I would like to see go further, but I don't know if that'll ever happen. I don't know if it can go further, but I would
Yeah.
love to see someone try because like, the act of shooting with the Wii remote is there's such a challenge to it and it's so much fun.
Yeah, and it's and what I like about it is the shot competition mode. You do get into a real rhythm,
Yeah.
and there's definitely a point at which you it's kind of like it's a little bit like bowling. Like once you figure it out, you're really good at it, but it
Yep.
takes some time and it takes some finessing to get to that point, and I really like it. And Gina's dad actually, before the Wii had to go in and get killed, he had the high score and nobody could beat him.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing is that this was I mean I know some people talked about bowling and tennis being this great entry point. And I definitely got family members to play tennis and bowling. I think more bowling than tennis because I think I
Yeah.
had my aunt play tennis one time and she was moving all around. I'm like you don't have to do that. But with basketball that was more of an entry point. I feel like almost for like guys.
Sure.
Like for older like my dad and uncles and stuff like that, getting them into it was a lot easier with the basketball, whereas getting like my mom and my aunt into it was a lot easier with bowling, which
Yeah.
not saying that like oh basketball is only for dudes and bowling is only for girls, but it just seems like that entry point kind of works a little better for different genders.
Oh, yeah.
Table tennis was really awesome as well, and this kind of takes the place of tennis, but there's a big difference between table tennis slash ping pong and regular tennis.
Yeah,
And
I don't like the ping pong as much.
I think it works really well with the Motion Plus,
It
because I
does.
know they had that Rockstar table tennis game that was
Yeah.
ported to the Wii, and because of the Wii remotes, I guess almost lack of precision, it didn't seem to work as well. But then when you bring the Wii Motion Plus into it, then table tennis becomes a way better because
Sure.
you have that control where it's so important in table tennis to have the angle of your paddle, where you're holding your paddle. I have a friend who is really, really good at table tennis, and it was kind of amazing seeing his skills translate into the actual the game in Wii Sports Resort.
Oh, really?
And that like because it's just like I mean he just kind of had to envision like holding a paddle and then he had it.
That's
That's one
cool.
where the silly little peripheral add-on to make it look like a table
Oh,
tennis paddle might have
yeah.
actually helped some people, I feel.
I didn't know that. That's cool that his skills in real ping pong, or not ping pong. No, it is ping pong.
Well,
Is
yeah.
real,
Ping pong, it's like one of those rollerblade and inline skate things.
That's cool
Kleenex
that
and
it
tissues.
translates over.
Yep.
It's like
And
GTA 5, but with
then
ping pong.
canoeing,
Oh
that
my
was a
God, my
thing.
wife and I play this and I get so mad at her.
I think I actually did the same thing with Lauren. Like, I enjoy canoeing. I like the idea of it a lot, but it's not the most fun in the world. I did like the kind of explore parts of it.
It's very slow.
Yeah, it's very slow paced, but the areas where it's not a race and it's just kind of you're exploring.
Looking for ducks.
Yep, those
That is
ducks,
fun.
man.
And there's no time limit,
And then cycling kind of sucked.
Let's
That
not
that
even discuss cycling.
yeah.
That should have been in Wii
Yeah, moving on. Air
Fit.
sports kind of led to Pilot Wings Resort, which
Yeah,
took
it
place
did.
on Woohoo Island as well. And air sports was a lot of fun. I mean,
Yeah, I liked it. It's a little slow moving too, but it's still fun, and it's basically the Explore the Island mode from Wii Sports Resort.
yeah, and I think that's really, really cool. I think that Woohoo Island is underutilized, and it seems like they might not really use it again. Well, I mean, I guess it'll probably be in Wii Fit U,
I would hope
but
so.
it showed up in Pilot Wings Resort, and it showed up in Wii Fit Plus. And I guess we'll kind of see if they keep on going in that line. I wish they would, because I like kind of having that familiarity, like seeing stuff in Wii Sports Resort and, exploring the island there, which is I spent a lot of time, doing the island exploring parts of Wii Sports Resort,
Oh, me
and
too.
then,
I spent the most time doing that.
yeah, and then playing, doing that in Pilot Wings Resort, where I'm exploring this island and there's some changes. Like, that was awesome. I mean, I do kind of agree. Like, it'd be nice to see if there was like more to it if they were to revisit it and kind of maybe expand that world. But regardless, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So Wii Sports Resort is our number 10 game. I assume we'll see a Wii Sports sequel in the future, and but for the purposes of the Wii, Wii Sports Resort is the best sports game on it, I think.
It's called Nintendo Land.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if there is a Wii Sports Wii U coming out somewhere down the line. Whether it's a backdoor way into it, maybe an eShop game, I don't know. But I think that'll happen.
Maybe they'll announce it at the Nintendo Direct. That'll be the big surprise.
Yeah.
By the way, Wii Sports U is going to be included on the system day one.
All right, Wii Sports Resort, our number 10 game in our top 10 first party games on Wii.
Go play it.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.